Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tzadik Gimel, and we are 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis Amir Rabbi Yanai. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalem, a Fachayim Elazar ben Rachel Leah, a Vadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Leah Gittel Bas Devorah and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Nachum Ben Amram and Le'ilui Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Toiv. So at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara brought a very important Yevamos Machloikis. Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Whether Kiddushin is Toifes Be Yevamos L'Shok or whether Kiddushin is not Toifes Be Yevamos L'Shok. Rav said that even according to the Chachamim that hold that Kedushin is Toifes Bechayve Lavin, still, in Kedushin Toifsin B'Yavam. Shenemar, it's learned out from a Pasuk. It says that if a woman falls Liyibam, she's a Shemeres Yavam, Loisiyah Eishas Hameis Hachutza Le'ishzar. Pashit, the Torah, is commanding this woman, Aloisa say, that she's not allowed to marry anyone other than the Yavam, unless she gets chalitza. However, Rav was medayik the lashon loisia, and Rav said what it means is loitehei bahavaya, that even if she would attempt to get married, the kedushin would not be toifas. Shmuel said, I hear Rav, but ba'ani you say no. I'm not sure whether you're right. Meaning, it could be that's what the pasuk means, or it could be the pasuk means pashit, that there's a loisase. Meaning, I have a suffix where the kedushin would be toifes be yavam l'shok, or would not be toifes be yavam l'shok. And it's for that reason Shmuel said sricha get me. She would need a get me suffix. So machloik is Rav and Shmuel whether if a yavama would accept kedushin from a man other than the yavam, whether the kedushin would be toifes or whether it would not. According to Rav, it for sure wouldn't. According to Shmuel, it's a suffix. Now the Gemara said that even though whenever there's a machloik is Rav and Shmuel, we know the rule. If it's a question of choshem mishpat dini mamonis, we paskin like Shmuel. If it's a question of isa v'heter, we paskin like Rav. But as it relates to this machloik is whether kedushin's toifes be yavam l'shuk, amma Rav Mori Barachel, the Rav Ashi, Rav Mori Barachel told Rav Ashi, Hachi Yomer Amemer. I'm going to tell you what I heard from Amemer. Halacha Kavasi, the Shmuel, the Halacha is like Shmuel, and that is the Halacha. That if a Shemeres Yavam would get married, the Halacha is Tzricha Get. She would need a get, not Beteris Vadai, but she would need a get Beteris Safik. Now, the truth is, we're not going to talk about this today, but this Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, the way the Achroinim understand it, is a Machloikis. That's a davar ha'oimed berumay shalaylam. The Mechas Chinuch, in the mitzvah of Yibum, and again in the mitzvah of Chalitza, discusses the machloikis, and he says that they're arguing whether the Issa Yavam al-Ashok is a davar she'be'erva, or whether it's not a davar she'be'erva. Ayin Shom, not something we're going to talk about now, but today's daf is going to pick up on this note. We're going to begin again with this shayla, whether Kedushin is Toifes B'Yavam al-Ashok, or whether it's not Toifes B'Yavam al-Ashok, and just one other thing that's worth chazering, something we already know, something we mentioned yesterday, one of the themes throughout the Masechta, and that is according to Rabbi Akiva, that Kedushin is never Toifes Bechayvi Lavin. It's Pashit that Kedushin would not be Toifes B'Yavam L'Shok. The whole Machloik is Rav and Shmuel is according to the Chachamim, that ordinarily Kedushin is Toifes Bechayvi Lavin. The question is whether the Lav of Leisiyah Eishas HaMeis HaChutz HaLishzar is special. Whether this is different. Why would it be different? Leisiyah Leitehei Bahavaya. But Avada Gevist, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Kedushin is never Toifes Bechayvi Lavin, so too Kedushin would not be Toifes B'Yavam L'Shok. On that note, I'm Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said, B'Chabura, Nimnu V'Gamru. B'Chabura was together, they voted, and they came out with the following resolution. Ein Kedushin Toifsin B'Yavam. That Kedushin is not Toifes B'Yavam L'Shok. Now, if you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas, he says, Amr Rabbi Yanai, Ke'ein Zeh Makis Chafal Avam Abis. So the signon of what we're about to see is identical in another Gemara, Makis Chafal Avam Abis. The topic over there is a sugi in Kalayim, something very different than what we're about to learn. But there's an interesting Rashi there. Rashi says, it's actually not Rashi, it's the Rivan. At the end of Masechtas Makis, there's no Rashi. It's the Rivan. And the Rivan says, what does it mean, Amr Rabbi Yanai B'Chabura Nimnu? Rabbi Yanai had a yeshiva. He was Rosh Yeshiva. He had some very, very chashuv talmidim. His most famous Talmud was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Rabbi Yanai. So we know so much about Rabbi Yochanan, not nearly as much about Rabbi Yanai, but Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe Muvik was Rabbi Yanai. And in this yeshiva, sometimes the Oyma would convene, they would come together, and they would resolve different halachic issues. So B'chabura, Rabbi Yanai said, in Unzer yeshiva, he's the Rosh Hashiva, he's being made on what happened. Nimnu v'gomer, we voted on the following shayla, where the Kedushin's Toifis B'yavam l'shokor, it's not, and we came out, and Kedushin Toifis and B'yavam like Rav. Amale Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Yochanan, who's a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yanai, said, Rebbe, clear, by the way, in this Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan is a Talmud of Rabbi Yanai. He referred to him as Rebbe. He said, Loi Mishnah, say no, he's so, it's a Mefurish Mishnah. I don't know why the Chabura had to be Nimnu v'gamru. Meaning it's enough in a Mishnah. If it's a Mishnah, it's not something that's up for both. We don't have an opinion and a daya on something that's a Mefurish Mishnah. So where's this Mishnah that it says Kedushin's not Tevsin b'yavam l'shok, because Rabbi Yochanan had a Geshmak in Megard. It's not. We learned that a Mishnah, and this is a Mesechtes Kedushin, a Perek Omer. Omer l'isha, if somebody goes to a woman and says, Arei Mekudesh Asli, I want to marry you. The problem is, he wasn't a Jew. So he said that, I understand you can't get married Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael if you're not a Yid, but l'ach Hashem is Geir. I'm in the process of Geirus. Eventually, the Geirus is going to go into effect, and I want that when I'm a Geir, we should be husband and wife. So he does the Maisa Kedusha now when he's an Ein Yehudi, but he stipulates that he wants it to be Chal when he becomes a Ger, or La'achash et Eskairi, or she, the bride, she's the one that wasn't a Yid. And he says, I'm being Mekadosh you so that it should be Chal when you're a Yid, when you're Shaykh to Kedusha and Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. Or the Chosin was an Eved Kanani. And he said, I want it to be Chal La'achash Eshtachrer, after I'm going to be free, then I'm going to be a Yid. Or she was a Shivcha Kananis, La'achash Eshtachreri, after you're going to be freed. La'achash Yomis Bailech. Somebody goes over to an Eshesish and says, Harea Mikudeshesli. Now, I understand you can't get married now. You're a married woman, but your husband's going to die, and when he dies, I want the Kedushin to be Chal. So he does the Maisa Kedushin now. He wants it to go into effect after this woman's husband dies, but she's no longer an HSH. Or La'achash Thomas Achoisech. Or somebody is Mekadesh his wife's sister, which Pre-Chaim to Rabbeinu Gershon, he's allowed to do, even if he's married to his wife, but the isha la'choisa lo'sikach litzra le'galo servasa aleh, feels like a long time ago, but achis isha zasir as long as his wife is alive. But once she dies, then it's not a problem. So he goes over to a woman, it says, I'm being mekadesh you. He says, when my wife dies, then I'll be allowed to marry you. That's when I want the kedushin to be chal. Oy la'achash niyach litzlech yavamech, here's what we need. Or someone goes over to your yavam and says, I understand right now I can't marry you, because it says in the Torah, lo'siyeh eishas ameisachutza lirzar. But eventually the yavam is going to do chalitza. So when he does chalitza, then I want the kedushin to be chal. So he's mekadesh a yevama right now, but stipulates that I don't want the kedushin to actually be effective until you receive chalitza. So in all these cases, says the Mishnah, ein mikudeshes. The halach is the kedushin's not going to be chal. So Rabbi Yochanan said, this is a raya, the kedushin's not toifes be yevama l'shon. What's the raya? So we have to speak it out, because really this is going to segue for ruba the ruba of today's daf. And that is, a man can go over to a woman and say, I want to marry you. I'm going to go through with the Kedushin right now. The Chasin is going to be today. However, I don't want the Kedushin to be Chal for 30 days or for a year. That's okay. A person can do a Kinyan and stipulate that I want the Kinyan to be Chal Achar Zman. I don't want it to be Chal right now. I want it to be Chal later. It's a Chiddush, you could do it, but you could do it. It's the first Mishnah of the third parak of Masechtes Kedushin. Ha'oymer li'ishna ha'rei ha'mikudesh esli la'achar shloishim yoyim v'chulu. The halach is the Kedushin is going to be Chal. Yet in this Mishnah, all these cases where essentially the Mekadesh was doing the same thing, the Kedushin wasn't Chal. La'achash esgayer, la'achash esgayri, la'achash eshtachre, la'achash eshtachri, la'achash yom esbaylech. So the question is why? The reason must be because in all these cases, if the man would try to be Mekadesh to Isha right now, for it to be Chal right now, it wouldn't work. If someone goes over to a woman that he can marry today, but decides, I don't want the Kedushin to be Chal now, he carves out the Kedushin and says, I want it to be Chal in 30 days. That's something he could do. But it's only because if he wanted to do it now, he'd be able to do it now. In all these cases, the person can't do it now. Right now, he's an Ein Yehudi. She's an Ein Yehudis. He's an Eved Kanani. She's a Shevcha Kananis. She's an Eishin Zish. She's an Achis Isha. She's a Shemeres Yavam. And being that right now, the Kedushin wouldn't be Chal, so too, I can't do the Kedushin for it to be Chal Achrasman. Now, what's the reason for this? So Rashi says, this is based on the halacha, and again, this will be the topic of the majority of the daf It's based on the idea that Ein Adam Makne Dava Shaloi Balayla. So what's Ein Adam Makne Dava Shaloi Balayla? In the simple sense, a person can't be Makne something that doesn't exist. So for example, somebody has a field, man comes over to him and he says, I want to buy all the pears that your field is going to produce. He's willing to sign a contract that as the pears come in, he's going to purchase them. In Halacha, if you hold Ein Adam Makne Dava Shaloi Balayla, you can't effectuate such a kinyan. Now, if you have a good lawyer, there's ways to do it. You can stipulate the deal that I'm not buying the pears, I'm buying the field only for the pears. There's ways to make it work. But in the simple sense, if a person would say, I want to buy pears that don't exist yet, that's not something that you would be able to do. That's the classic Ein Adam Makne Dava Shaloi Balayla. But included, a sith katan in the world of Ein Adam Makne Dava Shaloi Balayla is that if there's something that's not Ba'olam, a person also can't make a kinyan that says, I will buy it when it's Ba'olam, if right now it's not Ba'olam. Meaning, coming back to our analogy, I can't buy pears that don't exist. So if I want to be kind of the pears today that don't exist, Ein Adam Makne Dava Shaloi Balayla. I also can't sign a contract that will be effective halachically to say that when it does come la'olam, it will be mine, if right now it's not ba'olam. Those are two components of the law of Ein Adam Makne Dava Shaloi Balayla. So essentially what this Mishnah is saying is that being that Ein Adam Makne Dava Shaloi Balayla, so too a person can't be Mekadosh Anisha if it's Shaloi Balayla. If the Chosin's not Ba'olam or if the Kala's not Ba'olam. And in our Mishnah, the Chosin and the Kala are physically Ba'olam, but there's a problem right now. The Chosin's Nishkan Kosher Chosin and the Kala's Nishkan Kosher Kala. So just like you wouldn't be able to do the Kedusha now, you also can't make a Maisa Kedusha where it should be Chal when everybody is Ba'olam. So you can't, if you're not a Yid, say, so that when I'm a Geyer, no. If right now you can't get married, La'achashe is Geyer, it's not even going to work. La'achashe is Geyeri, La'achashe is Tachrer, La'achashe is Tachreri, La'achashe Yom is Bailach, La'achashe Yom is Achoisech. And what we need is La'achashe Yachlitz Lo Yevomech. So said Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yanai, he said, Rebbe, I don't understand. B'chaburu nimne v'gamru, you had to wait for the grace of Chaburu when everybody convened, you took a vote and you decided what the halacha should be, what the Kedushin's Toifes be Yevom L'shuk. It's Poshet that Kedushin's not Toivis be Yavam L'shuk. You know why I know that? Because you see that if someone's Mekadesh or Shemeres Yavam, La'acher Sheyachlitz Lo Yavamech Eina Mekudeshes. What's the reason? Obviously, because right now she's not a Bas Tfisas Kedushin. Because if she was a Bas Tfisas Kedushin, then it would be like any man who's Mekadesh Anisha La'acher Shlo Yishin Yoyim, where the Kedushin would be Chal. The Teretz is, she's Loi Bala Oilam. The Kala is not Bala Oilam. Because the Kala right now is not able to get married. That must be a Raya that even though all she is a Chayv. It's Loisiyah Eishas Hamei Sachutza Lizar, but it says in the Torah Loisiyah, which means Loitehei Bahavaya Lizar, this must be a raya that Kedushin is not Toifis, be Yavam Lashok. A little long-winded, but very important, not just to understand this Gemara, but really to segue us. And that is said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai, I don't understand why you had to come on to a Nimna V'gamru. Isn't it so obvious? Amaleis, Rabbi Yanai told Rabbi Yochanan. He said that, you know, sometimes after you hear a vart, so, the Mishnah becomes Geshmak, and now you can shtel to this, now you can shtel to that. But Rabbi Yanai told Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Rabbi Yochanan, let's be honest, in real time, if all you knew was this Mishnah, and I would have never told you what I told you, I don't think you necessarily would have learned the Mishnah this way. Meaning, Ilav de Daloy lo chaspa, had I not picked up this piece of earthenware, mi mashkechas marganisa, to say, would you have found the marganisa, the pearl, the diamond that was sitting underneath it? Meaning, had I not told you that Kedushin is not Toivis, I don't think you would have understood the Mishnah the way you're now understanding. Yeah, it's Geshmak after the fact. But it's only because Bechabur and Nimnu Vagomer ain't Kedushin Toivsim. So now it's a Mefurosh Mishnah. But in real time, had I not told you my Pshat, I don't think you would have learned the Mishnah this way. So how else could you have learned the Mishnah? So Rashi says a Chiddush that the Rishonim struggled to understand a little bit. Says Rashi that Rabbi Yanai was telling Rabbi Yochanan that had I not told you this Pshat, you could have thought that La'olam Kedushin is Toivis B'Yavam Alashok. If that's the case, why if he says La'achashi Yachlitz Lech Yavamich Enemikudeshes? Because it could be he holds the time of the Mishnah, that even where I could be Mekadosh the Isha now, still I can't do the Kedushin, stipulate it, and say that I don't want it to be Chal now, I want it to be Chal after a certain event takes place. Not necessarily because I couldn't do it now. Not necessarily because of the lumness of Ein Adam Makne Dover Shaloi Baloilam. It's Baloilam. If I wanted to be Mekadosh now, I could. even though it's aser, but I could, because kedushin toifas b'chayvei lav, and even b'yivam al-lashon. So why then would this be a problem? Because at the end of the day, you're stipulating it based on something that didn't happen yet, and maybe that's not something that's okay. So Rabbi Yana told Rabbi Yechon, yeah, noch, you heard my chiddush. The Mishnah is very nice. It's ma'od matim, it's very, very gishmak. But I don't think, had we been nimda b'chabura, that this is the pshat, you would have necessarily known that. So we had really two mahalchim had to understand this Mishnah. Yanai said, Pshad in the Mishnah of La'ach Shiachlitz Le'yevamich in the Mekudeshes is because Kedushas Natovis B'yevam L'shuk. And Rabbi Yanai acknowledged that there would have been another way to learn it, and that is maybe the Tana of the Mishnah holds that even if Adam. Maybe even if Kedushin this type is B'yavam al-Lashok, but still you can't be Mekadosh Anisha based on something that's going to happen in the future. So Rish Lakish overheard this. He heard Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. He heard this whole shmuz. So Amalei Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi makes it clear that who's Rish Lakish talking to? With Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, he loved the Kalsich Gavre Rabbo, right, not for the fact that Rabbi Yanai praised your pshat. Now, how do you know he praised this pshat? So Pash pshat in the Gemara is, because what did Rabbi Yanai tell Rabbi Yochanan? Had I not lifted up this chaspa, mi mashkech marganisa, to say, would you have found the marganisa? So you see, he referred to the pshat as a marganisa. So clearly he liked the pshat. Meaning, even though he was arguing with Rabbi Yochanan's premise that what do you need the chabura for? Isn't it a Mishnah? Oh, but after the fact, he said, no, that's for sure pshat in the Mishnah. So Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan that we're not for the fact Rabbi Yanai praised you pshat. Have a mean aloch. I would have told you, ana masnis in Rabbi Kiva here. I don't know if you have any right from the Mishnah. You found the Mishnah that Kedushin is not Toivis B'yavam al-Lashok? That's a raya? No, maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. The Omar rules ain't Kedushin Toivis B'chai V'ilavin. The Kedushin is never Toivis B'chai V'ilavin. And being that Kedushin is never Toivis B'chai V'ilavin, that's why the Allah is it's not going to be okay. Meaning, Loilam Shana Mishnah is because of Eino the Maknadov is Shloiba Loilam. What's the Kasha? This Bola Oilam. Kedushin is Toivis B'chai V'ilavin. I'll tell you, the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. And if the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, Mamon of Shachit L'churi, you would have no raya from the Mishnah. Says, I don't understand how you could even have had a Havamina to bring a raya from the Mishnah that Kedushin is not Toivis. Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know what you were telling Rabbi Yanai, why you needed the Chabur, isn't it a Mishnah? And even Rabbi Yanai called it a Marganisa. He loved the Pshat. Maybe the Mishnah is going, quote Rabbi Akiva, that holds that Kedushin is never Toifas. But the Gemara says, not so Pashet. The Rabbi Akiva, could it be really be Rabbi Akiva? If the Mishnah is really Rabbi Akiva, so then the halacha should be that the Kedushin should be Toifas in our Mishnah. Why? Immediately, Rabbi Akiva, because we know Rabbi Akiva Shit and Shas is the Omar who holds Adam Machna Dova Shaloi Balaylam. At the end of the day, Pshat in the Mishnah is Ein Adam Machna Dova. That's how Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yochanan came out the maskana. Now, you want to tell me that maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva? So I'll call upon him, you have no right that Kedusha is not Toivis B'Yavam al-Lashok. It doesn't work. Not because of the specifics of the Tziyurim of the Mishnah, but because of the general idea of the Mishnah. And that is, the Mishnah is telling me, Alocha, Eino Adam Makta Dova Shloi B'Loilam. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Sheet and Shas says that Adam Makta Dova Shloi B'Loilam. How do I know? It's time to learn to the Mishnah. Koinim Shani Oysa L'Ficho. If a married woman makes a nether, and she says that I go to work, I earn a living, I have income coming in, and every single dollar that I earn should be a koinim. I want it to be usher to you. The nether. So this is a woman who's making a nether that her husband should not be able to benefit from any income that we learned, that she earns. So the Mishnah says, "Ain't sarach lahafer." The husband does not have to be made for the nether. And the reason is because her maisi adayim, her income is meshubit to him. So he has some sort of bailus in it, and as a result, she has no halachic ability to make it usher to him. You can make your own thing aser to somebody else, but you can't make that person's thing aser on him. And being that he has a schus in her ma'isi adayim, so it's for that reason she doesn't have the ability to do it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says yofer. Rabbi Akiva says no, that he should be made for the nether. Why? Because it's true that a husband has a schus in his wife's ma'isi adayim, but up until a certain amount, that dollar amount is capped. So what happens if she ends up earning more money then he's entitled to, then already the halach is it's going to be hers. And if it's hers, then the nether would be chal. So being that the nether would be chal, therefore he should be made for it. But what do you see from this conversation? You see that if a woman would make a nether and say, koinim sha'ani oysa l'ficha, any money that I'm going to earn, I want to be a koinim on her husband, it would be chal. Machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether you have to be mefer, you don't have to be mefer, but on some level, for sure, there's some neder taking place over here. So l'chura, how could there be a neder? I ain't other makdan davar shloi b'loilam. If ain't other makdan davar shloi b'loilam, and we saw you can't be mekadesh and nishan, that's not b'loilam. You can't make a neder on a davar shloi b'loilam either. It's all the same thing. So l'chura, if that's the case, so Rabbi Akiva says yofer shemetad of all of yosim and aroyloi. What happened to ain't other makdan davar shloi b'loilam? Says Okti Gemara, must be Rabbi Akiva holds other makned davar shloi b'loilam. So afraid the Gemara Rish Lak. Is you wanted the Mishnah and Kedushin of La'acha Sheyachlitz Lo Yevamich Enim Kedushas to be Rabbi Akiva who holds Kedushins anyways not Toivis B'chayv Yilam? The Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva because the Mishnah is saying Ein Adamak the Dovah Shloi B'Loilam, and you see Rabbi Akiva she is Adamak the Dovah Shloi B'Loilam. Where do you see it? A woman that makes a neder on her Maitzi Adayim that she didn't earn yet, and she says I want it to be also to my husband. He needs to be made for it. Shematad the fall of I the neder shouldn't be chal as Ein Adamak the Dovah Shloi B'Loilam. So you see Rabbi Akiva she is Adamak the Dovah Shloi B'Loilam. So Mar says I don't know what Rish Lakish is. Hava mina even was that the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva doesn't stim with Rabbi Akiva's klal in the sugya of Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loyim. The Gemara says, "Itmar Allah Amar Rafun Bered Rabbi Yeshua." No, we already had a comment that one of the Amirah made on Rabbi Akiva's memory. Meaning, poshut, it sounds like Rabbi Akiva holds Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loyim. But Rafun Bered Rabbi Yeshua said that's not the case. Rather, what is pshat in that Rabbi Akiva? By meres he katchu yodai lo yisayim. It's talking about with a woman. Didn't say that when I earn money, meaning when the paycheck comes in, that paycheck is going to be aser. What she said was, "Yikachu yodai lo yisayim." I want my hands to be aser to my husband. So what does that mean? My husband can't have any anah from my hands? No. What it means is, as it relates to the money that these hands are going to earn, that's what should be also to my husband. The yadayim isnu ba'alma. The hands are ba'olam. So that neder would be chal. That's not a problem. Ein adam mak nedavah shloi b'olam. So the olam says, like, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that ein adam mak nedavah shloi b'olam. I... Rabbi Kiva holds Yafer. It's because she was makdish her hands, or she made a koinim of her hands, not of the actual Maisi Yadayim. And if Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Adamak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam, that was Rish Lakish Taina. That I don't understand where you would see from the Mishnah Kedushin that Kedushin is not Toifis B'Yavam Elushok. Loilam, that Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that Kedushin is never Toifis B'Chai Ve'Elam. So we just mentioned a little bit of a discussion whether Rabbi Akiva holds that Adamak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam, or Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Adamak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam. So we're digressing a little bit. So we're talking about whether Kedushin is Toivis B'Yavam Elashok, or Kedushin is not Toivis B'Yavam Elashok. From there, we digressed a little bit into the sugya of Adamak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam, and not specifically as it relates to Rabbi Akiva. And the last thing we just said was, Omer Rafun Ebreid Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Akiva could be the time of that Mishnah in Kedushin, because Rabbi Akiva really holds Ein Adamak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam. Zok Gemara, this that Rafun Ebreid Rabbi Yeshua said regarding Rabbi Akiva is Upliga the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. It's not like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rafuna Kirav. Rafuna held like Rav. Rav Krabiani. Rav held like Rabiani. Rabiani Kirabchir. Rabiani held like Rabchir. Rabchir Kirabi. Rabchir held like Rabbi. The Rabbi Kirab Meir. And Rabbi held like Rab Meir. The Rameya Krablazim and Yaakov. And Rabbeleaz and Rameya held like Krablazim and Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, the Amar. What did they all hold? Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam. So all these Tanoim were of the opinion, and I'm wrong, that Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam. Now, one of the Tanoim that were mentioned was Rabbi Akiva. So this is the Upliga. You see, Mefurish, Rabbi Akiva Shita is, according to Nachman Yitzchak, Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam. So Rafun Ebreid, Rabbi Yeshua said, L'Oilam, Rabbi Akiva holds, Ein Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam. I koinim shani yosel lefiche in sarch lahafer bi oimeres yikachu yodai lo yiseyim. It's not like Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, because Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak clearly said, Rabbi Akiva is in the list of those that hold that Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam. So the Gemara now just mentioned the whole list of Amiram Tanam that hold Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam. So the Gemara is going to go through the sources, how we know that each one of these Amiram and Tanam held Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam. So really the sugya of Ein Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam and Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam comes up in a bunch of different places in Shas. Obviously this is one of them. It's a whole daf right here in Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Gimel. There's a related rebbeit that we will post Be'ezus Hashem as it relates to the lumdus of the sugya of Ein Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam. It really takes place in the beginning of Parshas Toldos when Esav sold the Bechira to Yaakov, and the Rishonim, the Archaim HaKadosh, they ask, wasn't that a classic Ein Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam? Ayin Shom, but for now, we're going to go through the Gemara. So, we said that Rav Huna held by Grav that Adam Mak Nedavah Shloi B'Loilam. Incidentally, Rashi says, what does it mean Rav Huna Kerav? There's a Koloimar Rashi here. Koloimar. Me, Rav Huna, like Rav. Rav Huna held Adam Machna Dovah Shaloi Baloilam, and Rav held Adam Machna Dovah Shaloi Baloilam. And then again, Rav Kravyane. Rav held Adam Machna Dovah Shaloi Baloilam, and Rabyane held Adam Machna Dovah Shaloi Baloilam. What's the Rav Huna Kirav, and the Rav Kravyane, and the Rabyane Kirav Chia? So Rashi says, Koloimar me Rav Shahu Rabbe Kiblo. What it means is Rav Huna didn't just hold the same thing that Rav held, coincidentally. They both went through the Sugi and came out the same way. Rav held that way. Rav Huna held it because he was a Talmud of Rav, and he was mekabelit from his Rebbe Rav. So it's not just that Rav held and Rav Huna held, but there was some sort of mesoira between this Rebbe Talmud, and that's this extra dogush that the Gemara is trying to make, which means that this Gemara that we just saw is also a little bit of a rest of the story Gemara in the world of Seida Adairis and Toldos Tanav Amiram, when you're trying to figure out who was whose Talmud and who was whose Rebbe. So this Gemara is a few lines here of just names, but very insightful in terms of understanding the mesoira of the Tanav and Amiram. But either way, so Rav Huna held other Rav held other Machna Dovah Shleibel Oilam, and Rav Huna was mekabelit from his Rebbe Rav. Zok the Gemara, what's the makar to this? Rav Huna mayhi d'itma, we don't. If somebody sells peiros takel chaver, this is the classic case, the case that we mentioned earlier. Somebody has a field and there's trees there, and the trees eventually are going to grow peiros, and he sells the peiros. The peiros are not in the world yet. They didn't come into existence. But he signed a contract, he sold it. Rav Huna said, actually, until the payers come into the world, if the buyer or the seller want to back out, they have a right to back out. But once it comes into the world, at that point, you can't be chayz. Rav Nachman says, that even when it comes into the world, if you want to be chayz, you could be chayz. Rav Nachman said, I do agree, however, that in the event that the buyer was eating, at that point, you wouldn't be able to take anything away from him. So if the Moicha wants to back out, he could. But it's like a Tokfu Kayin, Eim Moitzi, and Oysam Yadda. He wants to like Keach, he's already eating from it. At that point, you don't have a right to take it back. But what we need is the basic Machloik is Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. Rav Huna holds, if someone sells Peiros Dekel HaVeiroi, until it comes to the world, you can back out. But once it's Bala Oilam, Ein Yachal Achzabai. Rav Nachman holds, even when it's Bala Oilam, still Yachal Achzabai. What's the Machloik is? The Machloik is whether other machna dava shloi bala oilam, ain other machna dava shloi bala oilam. Rav Nachman holds af misha bala oilam yachal achzabai. The whole transaction wasn't a good transaction because you did it at a time that the pairs weren't ba oilam. And even though you now they are ba oilam, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you can't be machna dava shloi bala oilam that it should be chal when it's not ba oilam. You can't even be machna like we saw earlier that it should be chal when it comes ba oilam. But Rav Huna holds Adam Machna Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam. So therefore, and it's once the payers come by Oilam, at that point you wouldn't be able to be Chayzer because now it's by Oilam. When you did the transaction, it wasn't. But Rav Huna holds Adam Machna Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam. See, Rav Huna holds Adam Machna Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam. Talk to my Rav. How do you know Rav holds Adam Machna Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam? Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. If someone goes over to his friend and says, you know, I'm about to buy a field, and after I buy it, he's flipping it. Right? He says, I'm about to buy something. And then he says that when I actually buy it, it's not mine now, I can't sell it to you, but when I buy it, then it should be yours. He says, it should be yours, me'achshav. Kana, the halach is, it's going to be kana. So what do you see from here? Adam Machna Davar Shloi Bala Oilam. Because right now he doesn't own the field. The field is Ba'ilam, but he doesn't own the field. His ownership in the field is not Ba'ilam. So if right now I don't own the field, so how could I sell it to you? The teretz is, Rav obviously owns Adam Machna Davar Shloi Bala Oilam. Now you see even more than that, because this halacha that we just said of Rav, that Adam Machna Davar Shloi Bala Oilam, who said it in the name of Rav? Which one of his many, 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 many Talmidim? It was Rav Huna. Oh, so you see that Rav Huna holds Adam Machna Davar Shloi Bala Oilam. That's from the first Gemara. You see Rav holds Adam Machna Davar Shloi Bala Oilam, but you also see Rav Huna was mekabelit from Rav. That's that knetch, Rav Huna kir Rav. You see, it was mekabelit for him because the Gemara that we have that Rav holds Adam Machna Davar Shloi Bala Oilam, Rav Huna said over in the name of Rav. Incidentally, Tosfos has a long discussion what the word me'achshav means. Sada zu sh'ani lo'keach k'sh'ekochena k'nuy l'cham me'achshav. What does me'achshav mean? Ayin Tosfos, Rav Yanai k'Rav Chiya. So the next set we had was that Rav Yanai was like Rav Chiya. The Rav Yanai, Rav Chiya also held Adam Machna Davar Shloi Bala Oilam. The Rav Yanai, Zok the Gemara. This already we're going to know from a story. Rav Yanai, Havalei Arisa. He had an oris, he had a shear cropper, somebody that worked for him. Davi Maisli, Kanta Debeir Komali Shabta. Every Erev Shabbos, he would bring him a basket of fruit. This was Oynik Shabbos. Ahu Yoyma, one Erev Shabbos, Nogale. It was getting late. Vala Yosen, he wasn't coming. Shokal, he took from the peiros that he had, and aser mi peiro de beis elayo. He was mafresh meiser on the peiros that he had on behalf of the peiros that had not arrived yet, the peiros that were not yet in his rishos. So he was expecting peiros to come. He knew not allowed to be mafresh shumas and meisers on Shabbos. So at this point, it was getting too late. So the peiros were going to arrive already on Shabbos, but he wanted to make sure he had his peiros that he needed for Shabbos. So what he did was he was mafresh shumas and meisers from peiros that he did have on behalf of peiros that were en route. That's the other makna dava shloy bala oilam part. He's being mafresh for peiros that he has on behalf of something that's not in his rishus. Thus, we look at it as if it's not ba'olam. The question, however, was, does it work or does it not work? It's also the comment of Reb Chiya. So Reb Yane did this, and then he asked the Shaila afterwards. He went to Reb Chiya. Amaleis, Reb Chiya told him, Shaper of this. What you did was right. And not just that, amazingly, he told him, I have a raya from a pasuk. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa. It says, L'man tilmad liyiras Hashem alikecha kol hayom. Now this pasuk is talking about Maisa Sheni. That Maisa Sheni, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. And the tachlis is, L'man tilmad liyiras Hashem alikecha kol hayom. The Gemara says, G'doyla a related raid bite on this as well, a classic Meshachachma. But the Pasuk is talking about Maestras and said, Rab Chiyo, that what does it mean? It's coming to teach us that there's some connection, some specific connection between Maestras and Shabbos Fiyantiv. So Rab Chiyo told Rab Yanni, what is this halacha that is coming to teach us? Is it coming to say that you can be mafresh Maestras and you can eat on Shabbos Fiyantiv? It's Rechkrala Mishri Tiltal the Rabbana. I need a pasuk to tell me you can be mafresh Shumas and Maestras on Shabbos. Now just to be clear, you can't be mafresh Shumas and Maestras on Shabbos and on Yantiv. But it's only in Issa the Rabbana. Midday Raisa, you can. So being that Midday Raisa, you can. So if the pasuk that says, as it relates to Maestras, can't be telling me, be mafresh, trumas, and maestras on Yontif and Shabbos, because I don't need a pasuk to tell me that I could do something midday raisa that I anyways can't do midday raisa. Again, you can't do it. So the Gemara is a little counterintuitive, but it's only midrabbana you can't do it. Midday raisa you can't. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I could do something midday raisa, which is pashut I could do midday raisa? Elolav ki ay gavna. What it's probably coming to teach us is something similar to our case. What does that mean? Top Rashi, inside. El lav kai gavnu, demute la aser, al mash loy ba la oilam, va osid lavai, letzorich einik Shabbos. That the pasuk is coming to say that even though you would think a person can't be maser for a davash loy ba la oilam, ain't no the makta davash loy ba la oilam, you can't be maser davash loy ba la oilam also, but letzorich einik Shabbos, you're allowed to. That's what the pasuk is coming to say. So for einik Shabbos purposes, like in this case, where midrabon and you can't be mafresh chumas and maisers on Shabbos v'yontiv, so he wanted to be mafresh erev yontiv, so it should be chalon yontiv. Being that it's being done for Oynik Shabbos, so Litzayrich Oynik Shabbos, this is something that you would be allowed to do. But the bottom line is, you see that as relates to Trumas and Maestras, we have a Pasuk that teaches us that a person could be Makna Davash Lebelev. Now, from this Gemara, it sounds a little bit like maybe it's only Litzayrich Shabbos, Ayin Toisfis, the first Toisfis on the Amid. This is a radio Shmuz. But the bottom line is that you see from here that Rab Chiya, who was Mafresh, the Trumas and Maestras, on behalf of Peiros that he didn't have in his Rishos yet, and Reb Yanai, who supported it based on this pasuk, or reverse, Reb Yanai was the one who did it, Reb Chiya was the one who supported it. So you see, they both held Adam Makna Davash Loi B'Loilam. The Gemara says, Amalei, after this whole Maisa happened, so Reb Yanai told Reb Chiya, V'hakaryim b'chalma, I had a dream. I had a nightmare. In my dream, b'chalma, I saw a kana rotzutz. I saw a reed, and there was splinters in the reed. My love, hachi kamili, I was afraid that maybe what they're telling me is a pasuk in Malachim Beis. The pasuk over there says, hine batachta l'cha al meshenes hakana harotzutz hazeh. That's a very scary pasuk. And you see in that pasuk, there's a kana harotzutz. So aren't they coming to tell me as if something bad's going to happen to me? So he told him, no, loy, hachi kamri l'cha. This is what the pasuk means. There's another pasuk that mentions a kana harotzutz, and that's a very good pasuk. Pasuk in Yeshaya, kana harotzutz lo yishbar, the kana harotzutz lo yishbar, nothing can break it. Upish takeya lo yichabeno, la emes yoytzi mishbar. Fakir, it's a good pasuk, and the end of the pasuk, lo emes yoytzi mishbar, he said. Fakir, we're coming to say that your psak halacha that you said, Adam Machna Davash Loi B'Loilam is actually the good psak. So you see, Rabbi Yanni, Rabbi Chiya also held Adam Machna Davash Loi B'Loilam. Rabbi was also mentioned. The Tanya learned to the Bais. It says in the Torah, Loi Saskir Eved Alav El Adoina. What does this mean? Rabbi Yomi, Rabbi Sebel Lekech Eved Amanasa Shachar Akos Madaber. It's talking about somebody bought an Eved, and when he bought the Eved, he stipulated with the Eved, I'm going to free you. So he bought the Eved Kanani Al Menas L'Shachar Roy. So the halacha is that in this case, if somebody does that, so what's the halacha? That he has to free him. Hey chidam, he's talking about Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. The kasevle, he told him, when I buy you, I want you to be yours meyachshav. Again, you have to know what the word meyachshav means. But the point is the person bought an eved, al menas l'shachreroi, and Rebbe says, you have to free him. Loisaskir eved al adoinov. So what do you see from here? You see, adam makne davash loy b'loylam, because if ain't adam makne davash loy b'loylam, then this is a chuk of etlula. What do you mean? I bought you amanas. It's no shaykhis. The shikhr was not ba'ilam because I didn't own you to be able to be mashachar you. So you see again, Rebbe must hold. He must be like those amiram and tanam that hold. Adam makna davash loy b'ilam. Ramey was also mentioned as someone that holds. Adam makna davash loy b'ilam. The tanam and the mishnah, the girsa, some change to the tanya. Because even though what we're about to see is really the Mishnah that we saw earlier in the daf, but there's a Hisafa over here that's not mentioned in the Mishnah, that's in the Braisa. So the core of what we're about to say is a Tanan, that's why the mistake, but really the Hashlama is from a Braisa, so the right Girsa is the Tanya. That's what we discussed in Lent in the beginning of the daf. Meir says, Mikudash, all these cases, the Kedushin is going to be Chal. And we already discussed that this is all predicated on the Sugya of Ein Adam Makna Dovash Loi B'Loilam. And Meir says it is Chal, must be Meir, holds Adam Makna Dovash Loi B'Loilam. Lezman Yaakov, who's Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, the Tanya, we're going to the Braisa. Yes, Rakein, Amr Rabbi Lezman Yaakov. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov said, so somebody had a field, and in the field some of the peiros were tlushim, they were detached from the ground, and he said, I want these peiros, you truma peiros aruga mechubar, I want them to be truma, they should panter the peiros that I have that are attached to the ground. Now the halach is you can't be mafresh trumas from maestres from someone that's chayv and trumas from maestres on behalf of somebody that's potter from trumas from maestres. Peiros are only chayv and trumas from maestres when they're tlushin. When they're mechubarim, they're not chayv and trumas from maestres. So a person had peiros tlushin, and he said, I want them to be truma on behalf of peiros that are mechubarim. Oy, or faker, peiros aruga mechubarim. I want the peiros that are mechubarim, that are potter and trumas from maestres. Shabia, peiros are tlushin. Or, he said, k'shiyaviu shlish. He had some peiros that had not grown a third yet. Certain peiros are not chayv and trumas from maestres until they grow a shlish. So there were peiros that hadn't grown a shlish yet, and he said, I want that the peiros that grew a shlish should work for the peiros that didn't grow a shlish. Meaning, l'kishiyaviyu shlish v'yitlishu, eventually there'll be a shlish, then I'll cut them off. I want that what I was mafresh now should work for them. V'yitlishu shlish v'yitlishu. Okay, bottom line is, you mafresh trumas and maestres in this case, and you cut the peiros that were mechubarim and the things that hadn't grown a shlish yet grew a shlish. Dvarav kayamim. At the time that you were mafresh trumas and maestres, it wasn't. Must be, because adam makna davash loy b'loilam. Rabbi Akiva, Harin Rabbi Akiva holds adam makna davash loy b'loilam, that we saw already as well. That Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, kain m'shani yitzel l'fichav, a married woman says that I want all my ma'isidayim to be a kainim to you. Ain't it tzarich lahafer? That lachzi doesn't have to be meicher because it's meshubet him anyways. Rabbi Kiva says yafer, it should be meicher. Shem etad of all of yosim and aray. The reason is because we're afraid maybe she's going to end up earning more money than she has to give him. That money is hers. That's not meshubet him. Therefore, it should be meicher. What's the kasha? Kainim shani yosel aficha. Anyways, it's loy b'loilam. Rabbi Kiva mashot adam makn davash loy b'loilam. And just to come completely full circle, why did we just mention this for this last line? Because you see, Rabbi Akiva holds adam makn davash loy b'loilam from the fact that he holds kainim shani yosel aficha yafer. Rav Huna b'ed Rabbi Yeshua was doiched. He said, "By meres yikatchu yodai lo yisayim di yodayim misnu ba'alma." So the Gemara pleaded Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. He's obviously arguing with Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. He's the Amayr that gave us this list of Amayram and Tanom that hold Adam Akta Dovash Loi B'Loilam Machloikis between the Amayram, whether Rabbi Akiva holds Adam Akta Dovash Loi B'Loilam or Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Adam Akta Dovash Loi B'Loilam, and this concludes the Adam Akta or Ein Adam Akta Dovash Loi B'Loilam component of the daf. So we're going to make a schala on the next Gemara, because really it's a return to our regular program, and it's going to segue into today's raid, and Be'ezus Hashem, into tomorrow's raid as well. So we're learning Perik Isha Rabba, which I think we know now is one of the more lumdisha, more intense prokim in Shas. The backdrop to Perik Isha Rabba is the idea that an Eid Echad is Neman when it comes to Eidos Isha. An Eid Echad is believed to tell a married woman, your husband died, so that she would be able to get married now. The emes is it's a chiddush nifla. Why? Because ein dava shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. Even had it been issa v'heter, the Gemara said, eid echad's never be surim, but not kineged a chazaka. And here this woman is becheskes eish hasish. So on many levels, the fact that we accept the testimony of an eidach when it comes to eidas isha is a very big chiddush. Stating that, the Gemara discussed it right in the beginning of the perek, daf peches omer aleph in Yevamos, one of the more important Gemaras in Shas, and the Gemara said, mishum iguna akilu bei rabbanu. And the Gemara added a knetch to that. It's not just a hefkevelt that the Rabbanu would be makel for an aguna, but it's mitoy chumash echmar taleh b'soifa, he kalt taleh b'tchilasa. Because what happens if she taka gets married based on the testimony of an eid echad? Now we find out that the echad wasn't telling the truth. Her life is going to be completely destroyed. Why? Because teitzeh mizeh u'mizeh, she has no ksuba loy mizeh v'loy mizeh. Any child that she has, mizeh u'mizeh, are going to be mamzerim. This is going to be major implications. So, says the Gemara, it's a trick. It's a tachbula. Basically, create a scenario where the consequences of getting it wrong are so cruel and unusual that will be your assurance, your safety net, that probably she'll get it right. B'loshim Chazal, because of the chumrah shechmarta aleo b'soifa, we could be meko b'tchilasa, because that gives us the confidence that daika isha mitzvah, that she's going to do her own due diligence. She's going to do her own investigative work to make sure that she's going to get it right. So at the end of the day, if somebody asks you, how could something like this be the case? The teretz is, it's a combination of two things. It's a combination of mishum iguna kilu bei rabbanan. Chazal were very sensitive to the plight of an aguna. That's number one. And number two, it's because of daika isha mitzvah. What gives you the confidence, daika isha mitzvah? It's the Mishnah on Pesach Yom Hadeis. It's all those chumras. If you counted them, there were 16 halachas related to that Mishnah. It's that whole long list of things mentioned in the Mishnah. That's what gives us the confidence. Mitoy chumra shechmarto leo b'soifa, hikalto leo b'tchilasa. So this Gemara that we're going to learn right now really could have been right in the beginning of the parak. And it's going to go into the kishkes a little bit of understanding abyssal besser, ein tefach besser, the sugya fun eid echad that's neman the eidos isha. And it begins like a lot of the Gemaras that we saw recently in Yevamos, bo minemi Rav Sheshes. Tell me the master Rav Sheshes, a shayla. And as we saw in so many of those Gemaras, Rav Sheshes is going to try to be poshet this grace of shayla from a Mishnah. And there's going to be a debate whether you could be poshet from the Mishnah, not be poshet from the Mishnah. A signum that repeats itself many, many times in Shabbos. So the Gemara, bo minemi Rav Sheshes. The Talmidim of Rav Sheshes asked Rav Sheshes the following question. Eid echad bi yavama mal. Is an eid echad neman bi yavama, or is an eid echad not neman bi yavama? Meaning, the halacha is that an eid echad is believed to tell a married woman, your husband died, so that she should be free to marry anybody that she wants. That's a Mishnah. That no one had to ask Rav Sheshes. The question was, what happens if this woman, in the event that it's true her husband died, is not going to be free to marry anybody that she wants? She's going to have to be a Shemeres Yavam, which means, ultimately, if the Yavam wants, the Yavam is going to marry her. Is the Eid Echad believed there as well, or is the Eid Echad not believed? The Eid Echad is believed to say Meis Bailech. That's so that she should be free to marry anyone that she wants. What if she's not going to be free to marry anyone that she wants? What if as a result of Meis Bailech, she's going to end up being party to a Yibum? Is the Eid Echad believed then, or is it not? It's the same Eidos, right? Just to be clear. It's the identical Eidos. Your husband died. Okay, now what? So, in the classic case, she's now an almana. She's free to marry anybody that she wants. In the Gemara Zibaya, now she falls the Yibam, so she's going to end up marrying her Eshazach. She's going to end up marrying the Yavam. In that case, was the Eid Echad believe or not? So at first glance, what's Pashat Pshat and the Shaila? Why not? What's the difference? It's the same Eidos. Either you believe him or you don't believe him. So the Gemara says, no. Here was the Shaila. Taimo de Eid Echad. The reason Eid Echad is believed, Mishum de Milsa David Ligluye Le Meshacher, is the primary reason that an Eid Echad is believed by Eidos Isha, because at the end of the day, if this Eid Echad is lying, which is always a possibility, we may find out. Like in our Mishnah, that's exactly what happened. Eid Echad said, your husband died, and all of a sudden, Baharuk Baraglov, the guy walked into the Bezdin, here I am. Right? So that's exactly what happened. Because of the fact that we know, that this man knows, that if the husband's alive, there's always a good chance he's going to show up, so that gives us a little more confidence in what it is he's saying. And is that the primary reason that Eid Echad is believed? So if that's the case, then you're right. What difference does it make? It doesn't matter if she falls the Yibam, she doesn't fall the Yibam. If we're confident that this Eid Echad who usually we don't believe, is saying the truth because it's a milsa d'avida l'gluyis, so the chur would believe him. Or maybe time of the eidecha, maybe the reason we trust an eidecha is mishum de'i daiku mitzvah. It's the ikkar reason is because she's daiku mitzvah. It's because of the due diligence that she does. It's mitoy chumra shechmar tala b'soifa, he kal tala b'tchilas. The hach over here, given the zimna and the rachmale, over here it's possible with concern that maybe this woman likes her brother-in-law, right? She's not marrying a stranger now. It's not like, oh, now all of a sudden, so who's she going to marry? No, she knows exactly who she's going to marry. And it's a relative, and it's possible, rachmole. It could be she likes him. And because it's possible, Rashi, oyheve says yivamo. And because that's a possibility, maybe loy daiku min sabo. So ahava mekalkela says ashura, and it's going to blind her ability to properly be daiku min sabo. And as a result, maybe she's going to end up not doing a proper diligence. And that's the svara to say, that even though the eidachas believe, but maybe not in the case when she's going to fully yipum. So you're right, from the eidachas perspective, there's no difference. But the Gemara Shaila is, what's the ikkar reason of why we trust the Eid Echad? Why is it that Be'edus Isha Hikilu? Is it because it's a Milsa Davide Legluye Mitzad Eid Echad? So if that's the case, you're right, there's no reason this should be any different. Or is it more based on Daiki Isha Mitzvah? And if that's the case, Mekan Heren Asvara, that when she's going to fall to the Yavam, because maybe Zimnin derachmale, so maybe she's not going to be daiku mitzvah. This was the question that they asked Rav Sheshes. Amru Rav Sheshes said to Nitzu, I'll bring you a rai from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Amru Lobes Benech, if they came to a woman, they said, your son died. The achakach meis bailech, then your husband died. So they come to a woman and they say that, unfortunately, we want you to know your husband and your son, they went together, they both died. But first meis benech, first your son died, and then meis bailech, then your husband died. So essentially what they're saying is that the time your husband died, he didn't have a son, which means you fully yibum. Okay, v'nes yabma, she did yibum. Ach, amrullah. And then they came back to her and they told the chiluf advarim that you should know, we realize it was a mistake. Your husband died, your son died, but it was in the reverse order. First your husband died, then your son died, which means that when your husband died, he did have a child, which means he didn't fully yibum, which means you weren't allowed to marry the yavam, which means that now you just got involved in an eshes achshalei b'makom mitzvah. So what's the halacha? Number one, she can't be married to this man because it's an eshes achshalei b'makom mitzvah. And any child that she has is going to be a mamzer. So the Gemara says, hey chidami, what was the case? It said, uvo v'amrula. Now, when we learned the Mishnah, we didn't explain it. We just said uvo v'amrula, which was shtickle a cop out, because really in the original Mishnah it made a huge difference. Was it an eid echad? Was it two eidim? But we went through it quickly. We tried to get to a long raid bite, and we didn't get involved in that. But this is right here where the Gemara does get involved. The Gemara says, what was the case? Ilei mitrei mitrei. Is it talking about where two eidim were the ones that came originally? So two eidim said, meis b'neich v'achach meis b'aylich. And then they came, another two eidim, and said, chiluf advarim. It happened just in the reverse. So why is that loch a teitzeh? It's two against two. Teitze? So Teitze, what do you mean? It's a sofik. So misofik, it should be Teitze. So Teitze says, no. Maybe it's talking about, or at the very least, if she says Bari Li, and at the very least, if the Yavam was one of the Aiden, so in that case, she should be able to be married. I ain't Teitze. But the bottom line is, why is it Teitze? L'chair, it's a tray against tray. But oh, and besides, Mamzer? That the Mishnah said that any child that she had from the Yavam, because it turns out that a Shloim B'Makom Mitzvah is going to be a Mamzer, Sofik Mamzer who? It's not a Mamzer, it's a Sofik Mamzer. Tomorrow says, the second question, Nunu, Mamzer, Sofik Mamzer, V'chitem Eloi Dok. It says, Mamzer, we meant Sofik Mamzer. No, I have a ride from the Mishnah that we're being medactic. So, me, Diktani Seifa. The Mishnah mentioned another case. The case was, Harishay Mamzer, V'ha Achroin Enei Mamzer. So that was the third case in the Mishnah. The case where they told this married woman that her husband died, and then they told her that, no, we made a mistake. When we told you he was dead, he was really alive, but now he's dead. So the halacha was a rishon, any child that she had while, according to the Edom, he was alive, is going to be a mamzer. For achron, and any child that was born afterwards, enoi mamzer, is not going to be a mamzer. Now, that enoi mamzer is not true enoi mamzer, because it is a mamzer derabbanan. Shma minah, so you know what you see from the air, when it says enoi mamzer, the word mamzer means enoi mamzer vadar, mamz taf kiktoni. So when it says that the child is a mamzer, it probably also means mamzer vadar, not a suffix mamzer. So the bottom line says the Gemara, this case of our Mishnah with the chilav advarim, what exactly was the case? If the case was where it's a trey u trey, then number one, why teitze, trey u trey, if she says barili, she should be able to stay married, number one. And number two, if it's a trey or trey, then why is the child a mamzer? The child should only be a suffix mamzer. El olav shma aminas. Rav Sheshes said, you know what the case must have been? It must be Echad. It's talking about the Vo Amrullah means what Vo Amrullah meant in the first mission of the Perek. It means an Eid Echad came. And the only reason the Allah is now Teitze, because two Eidim came and were Makrish. And now we understand why the two Eidim can be Makrish, because two against one. And we understand why the child is going to be a Mamzer, because again, it's two against one. But had two Eidim not come later, Mehemin, in that case, what would have been the Halacha? The Allah is the Eid Echad would have been believed. So you see, clearly an Eid Echad is believed even when it comes to say that the Yavam died, and said the Gemara, this is a Mefurish Araya, that is going to be the case. Says the Gemara, we'll stop here. So the Gemara is going to bring up the Ikad Amri, we'll really start stopping in the middle of the Gemara, but the Ikad Amri is going to be another Lishna in this exact exchange. But we're going to pause. We saw enough Gemara for us to be able to really just start opening up the Sugi a little bit as promised. And that is, again, we're learning the beginning of Perikah Isha Rabbah, which is predicated on one of the great chedushim in Torah Shabbat Peh, and that is that even though ein davar shebe'erva pachos mishnayim, but at the same time, be'edos isha hikilu, the halach is that when it comes to edos isha, we trust the edos even of an edech. And the question is why? It was the Gemara's question on that peches amar aleph. The Gemara said, mishum iguna kilu be'rabbanon. The Gemara also said, mitay chumra, which means, in the Sprach of the Gemara in today's Daf, Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis, that Ishnas Daiku Mitzvah. We also saw a Svara of Milsa Davidi Legluye Loi Meshaker, which the Gemara needed to use in order to say that not only would an Eid Echad be believed to say Meis Bailach in the event that she's now going to be Muteris Lashok, but even to trust Eid Echad so that she should be muteres to be able to marry the Yavam. But at the end of the day, the halach is that when it comes to Eidos Isha, we trust the Eidos of an Eid Echad. Now we have a whole bunch of reasons, a whole bunch of good reasons. But at the end of the day, if you think about it for a second, it's still a Pella. Why is it a Pella? Because Midai Raisa, the rule is, Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. And just to set this up a little bit better, it says in the Torah, Al Pishnayim Edom Yakum Davar, Al Pishnei Edom Yakum Davar. When it comes to Dinei Mominis, when it comes to Dinei Nefashis, when it comes to giving somebody an Oynish, the halach is you always have to have two Edom. Lo Yakum Ed Echad Be'ishto Chol Avinu L'chol Chatos, etc., etc., etc. There's a lav in the Torah to even accept the Edos of an Ed Echad. So it's only two Edom that are believed. One Ed is never believed. Now, when it comes to Davar Sheba Erva, the Torah was never Megalitas, how many Edom you have. However, there's a Gzeres Shavuts, one of the Yud Gam Umidash Atayin Adrashas Behem. It says Dover in the parish of Mominois. It says Kimatzaba Ervas Dover in the parish of Arias. And we learn Dover Arias from Mammon. And just like by Mammon you need to aid him, so too by Arias we need to aid him. And that is the source to the rule of Ein Dover Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. So this idea that Ein Dover Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim is based on a pasuk in the Torah, on Gzeres Shavuts, which is Keilu, it's Mefurish in the Torah. It's one of the Yud Gam Umidash Atayin Adrashas Behem. It's a Dindai Raisa. Midai Raisa Ein Dover Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. So if that's the case, Fregen the Rishonim, you could have 50 good reasons why you should believe the Eidos of an Eid Echad when it comes to Eidos Isha. But at the end of the day, Ein Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshutai. Literally. Dava Dava Mi Mamoin Ein Dover Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim, which is a Dindai Raisa. Now you're going to tell me, oh, we're learning the Sungi now. Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachomim Laka Dava Min HaTayra. Yeah, that's true. B'Shev Al Taisa. But not B'Kum V'Asei. The Rabbana don't have a right to take an Eishas Isha and say, go get married, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, and build a Bayis Nemo V'Yisrael. They have no places to do that. Al Zeh Nemar Ein Koyach Biyad Chachomim Laka Dava Min HaTayra B'Kum V'Asei. So if that's the case, Fregen the Rishonim, one of the great kashas of all time, that noch alamaisis, even though it's true that be'edus isha hikilo, but if it's a dindai raisa that ain't davish of erva pachas mishnayim, how's it possible that an ishas ish could be muteres, l'shuk, or l'yavam based on the testimony of an eid echad? The Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Zion, right in the beginning, in Perik Aleph, he brings this grace kasha, and he says that if you make a sikum in the Rishonim, there's three mahalchim had to answer this kasha. And the Shmaitza goes through each one of the three, and Be'ez Hashem will just posh it, read from the Shmaitza, and go through the three primary mahalchim. Again, this is foundational raid, Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumay Shalaylam, in terms of understanding, how is it that Be'edos Yisho we can trust in Eid Echad, L'chura, Midei Raisa, In Davish of Ever Pachas Mishnayim, and Ein Koich B'yad Chachamim, Laka Davim, and HaTayra, B'kum V'aseh. The first mahalach is Toisfus and Mesechtes Yivamis Da Peches Emeral. Toisfus asked the Kasha, right in the beginning of the Sugi, it's the second to last Toisfus on the Amid. Dibra Maschum Itoi Chomer Shechmar Toleh B'Soifah. The whole Toisfus is two lines, it's the second line. Says Toisfus, quote, Ve'ein Zeh Akiris Dovim En HaTorah. That trusting the Eidus of an Eid Echad is not considered Akiris Dovim En HaTorah. Why? Kivon Shedoy Mahadavar Hagun. Because it seems reasonable to trust Eid Echad. Like I'm going to explain later in the parak. That any time, you're not just recklessly and frivolously being oikud davim in HaTorah, but there's a ktsas, tam v'smach, it's not considered being oikud davim in HaTorah. So Tosfos asks the kasha, and Tosfos says that I'm going to explain to your side in the course of the sugya that even though it's true, in koich biyad chacham l'akud davim in HaTorah b'kum v'aseh, but if it's something that has a ktsas tam v'smach, loy chashav oikud davim in HaTorah, and Tosfos says that in that vein, l'chura, you'd have to say, that being that there's a svara mishumaguna kilu bei rabbanim, and you have the svara of daiki isha mintzvah, and we even saw a svara on daf tzadik gimel amid beis that it's a milsa davida legluyei loy meshaker. So when you combine all these different svaras that the Gemara mentioned, so there's definitely a ktsas tam v'smach. There's a tam hogun lahamin de'ed echad, and if there's a tam hogun, it doesn't violate the principle of yesh koich biyad chachamim lakud avim in HaTorah. So according to Tosfos, really we're being oikud avim in HaTorah. And it's true, ordinarily, the Chum don't have a right to be Oikud Avim and HaTorah, but sometimes they do have a right to be Oikud Avim and HaTorah. This is an example of when the Chacham would have a right to be Oikud Avim and HaTorah. This is the first of the three Mahalchim that the Shmaitzer brings. The second Mahalach that the Shmaitzer brings is Rashi, tucked away, in Mesech de Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis. So this is in Perek Chofes. It's actually in the middle of the Sugi of Schita. And over there, there's a Rashi that's literally Meirei Neinu, in terms of understanding why it is that an Eid Echad is never Be'ed Asisha. So first of all, how does it even come into Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Hei? So we just have to at least be Mazber this paper trail. The Gemara says, Amar Abchiyah Barashi Amar Rab, the very bottom of Shabbos, Kuf Mem Hei Amar Aleph. Dvar Torah, Midei Raisa, Enoi Chayev, El Al Drisa, Zeisen, Va'anovim Bilvav. So we're talking about the Isser of Schita. So said, Rab Chia Barashi in the name of Rab, that Midei Raisa, the only time you chayef is Schita, is if you soiche Zeisen men anovim. V'chein Tomi Dvei Menashe, Tomi Dvei Menashe said the same thing. Enoi Chayev, Elo, Al Drisa, Zeisen, Va'anovim Bilvav. And then he continued, V'ein Eid Mi Piyed Kosher, Elo Le'edos Isho Bilvav. That the only time an Eid Mi Piyed is Kosher, if it's discussing Eidos Isha. On that one line, it's the second thing where we needed the first, that Rashi says, quote, what does it mean? Or why is it that an Eid Echad is believed when it comes to Eidos Isha? Loimar le'isha meiz bailech. What it means is that we trust an Eid mipi Eid even to tell a married woman your husband died. Da'kilu barabonu mishum iguna. It's because the rabbanu will make him mishum iguna. And here's the punchline. Zechol de mekadesh adaita de rabbanu mekadesh. Vafkue rabbanu lekevidusha mineh. Because we know that kol de mekadesh is adaita de rabbanu mekadesh. When a chosin stands under the chuppah, and he's Mekadesh and Isha, he gives his wife to be a ring. He says, Hare at mikudeshes li betabazu, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. And when he says, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, what he's saying is, that what he's saying is that I want this Kedushin to be in effect as long as the Rabbanon are going to be satisfied with this Kedushin. But if at some point in the future, the Rabbanon are going to come and they're going to say that we're not masking to this Kedushin, so then I don't want this Kedushin to have ever been a Kedushin. Now, the lumpness of how this works is not what we need right now. But there's a concept that a person can be Mekadesh Isha'Allah Tanai, for sure. There's also a concept that a person can make one of these fuzzy, ambiguous Tanais. And that's exactly what you do when you say, Hareyat Mikudesh Eslibet Tabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Basically, what you just did is you handed over the keys of your marriage to the Chacham. It's a chiddush neira, but that's to a degree what you just did. And you basically told the rabbis that if at any point you're going to feel that my marriage is not a good marriage, you have a right to do it. So, Hareya Mikudesh Eslibet Tabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. And there's a few different Gemaras in Shas. One of them is Ksubas Daf Gimel, the Sugi V'Yishayinus Begitin, where the Rabbanan exercised this right. And the Rabbanan said that being that when a man's Mekadesh Anisha, he does a Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, that means that if we decide we don't like this marriage, we could be Oikid the Kedushin of Afreya. So that's something that you really need to use responsibly. But at the same time, the Rabbanus, sometimes they invoke this power, and it's something that they did. You want to know why you need Echad is Nemon Be'edas Isha? It's because called the Mekadesh, Adaita the Rabbanu Mekadesh. And the Rabbanu have an ability to be Mafkiya Kedushin. When an Echad comes and walks into Bezdin and says, that Meis Bailech, because Mishum Aguna Kilbe Rabbanu, and Mitoy Choymer Shechmat Labasoifi Katla Betchilos, Taiki Isha Minzum, Mustavi the Lugli. The Rabbanu look at the whole package and they say, you know something? I think this Raglayim Lodover, that what this Eid is saying is actually the case. The problem is, Ein Koich Biad Chachom Lakudav Menatayr, the Rabbanu don't have a right to go ahead and be Oikudav Menatayr. Zot Rashi, that's not what the Rabbanu were doing. They were never being Oikudav Menatayr. What they were saying was, is that we can invoke our power to say, Kol the Mekadosh Adai to the Rabbanu Mekadosh, Vafkinu Rabbanu the Kedushim Inei, and we're just going to be Mafkir, the Kedushim. So it's going to come out she was never married. If she was never married, that's why she's going to be free now to go marry somebody that she wants. So according to Rashi, the way it works is completely different than the way Tosfos is learning, right? It's kedai to understand this. The way Tosfos understands it is that the Chachamim are being oiker the halacha of Ein Davar Shebe'er Pachas Mishnayim. According to Rashi, the Chachamim are not being oiker the halacha of Ein Davar Shebe'er Pachas Mishnayim. What they're being oiker is the original Kedushin. Now the emes is the Shmaitza, and really the Muke Yosef, and the Rajbin Ksubas Daf Gimel, they ready on Matmi and Rashi. If that's the case, L'chayr, it should turn the first five dafin of Peruka Isha Rabbah on its head. Because according to Rashi, essentially what happens when you trust an Eid Echad Be'edos Isha? Basically what you're telling me is the original marriage wasn't a marriage. And as a result, she's a penuya, she's free to marry anybody that she wants. So in the case where an Eid Echad comes and says, Meis Bailech, she gets married to somebody else. And then it turns out that really the Eid Echad wasn't telling the truth. So, igloi milsa lemafreya, that what? Igloi milsa lemafreya, that the Eid Echad was lying. But really, it's the original marriage that shouldn't be the marriage, and it's the second marriage that should be the marriage. And throughout our sugi, it was just the opposite. It was always the original marriage that was the marriage, and the second marriage that wasn't the marriage, right? Just to be clear. If the gather of Eidos Isha is that when the Eid Echad comes, we trust Eid Echad that the man died, so that now she's free to get married. I in Davish of Everpachas Mishnayim, Yesh Koyach, when there's a Tam Hogun and there's a Ktsas Tam Vismachloza. So then it comes out that when the man shows up and he says, Dubinich, Hineini, Vayovai, he's really alive. So it comes out that Eid Echad was lying. Really, she was married to the original husband. So it comes out the marriage to the first husband was a marriage, to the second husband was not a marriage, which was mavur throughout the entire sugya in Perek Isha Rabba. But according to Rashi, it's actually just the opposite, because when we accepted the edus of the Eid Echad, so the Rabbanu will mafkir the Kedushin. Bereg the Rabbanu will mafkir the Kedushin's over. Now the Eid Echad showed up. Okay, so he showed up, which I tell you. Or not the Eid Echad, now the husband showed up. But at the end of the day, it doesn't negate the fact that they were mafkir the Kedushin. That was a power they had the ability to do. So once they mafkir the Kedushin, the marriage to the first man should not be a marriage, and the marriage to the second man should be a marriage. Again, we're not going to go into Rashi Shita now, but this is obviously the great Sakash and the big Mapecha that comes out in the entire Sugya based on the way Rashi learns the Gemara. But there's a third Mahalach, and the third Mahalach is the Shita Sarambam. And the Shita Sarambam is really a huge discussion in the Rishonim already. The later Rishonim debated big time what exactly the Shita Sarambam was. And Kamuv and Achroinim, they really doubled down in terms of understanding the Shita Sarambam. We'll just mention the Iker Shita. And that is the Rambam in Hilchas Gerishin in two places. In Perik Yud Beis, Halacha Tezvav. Very, very bekitzer. Says the Rambam. V'chein en bo Eid Echad. If an Eid Echad would come, the Heyed Loshem is Baila, and he would say, your husband died. Tinase Apiv, the Halacha, she would be allowed to get married based on the testimony of the Eid Echad. And the Rambam says three words. Shahadavar Asli Lihigalois. The reason is because this Eidos is a Milsa Davide Legluye. And because it's a Milsa Davide Legluye, so the Dover is Asli Lihigalois, it's for that reason she's allowed to get married. The Rambam, Kedarke Bakoidish, simplified a very complex Indian. And it says, Pasha, you want to know why you trust the Eid Echad? Because it's Asid Ligolos. And because it's Asid Ligolos, it's a Dover that's Asid Ligolos, and a Milsa Davide Ligluye, there's an Umdana that the person's probably telling the truth, and it's for that reason we accept the testimony of the Eid Echad. But it's still a little bit chaser. because it's very nice, it's also legalis, but ain't davar shever pachus mishnayim, and at the end of the day, in koich biyat chachabim, laku davar manatoyer, b'kum vase. So, divrei harambam, araniyim b'mokim echad, and dashirim b'mokim acher. So, in Perek Yud Beis, the Rambam just says three words, but in Perek Yud Gimel, it's the last Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, the Rambam says reshtikol Torah, right? The Rambam, ki yodua, whenever he finishes off any area in his halachis and his yad chazaka, he finishes very often with a musar shmuz, and in this case, with an epic shtickle. And this will be the topic, Bezus Hashem, of Raid in the coming days. But let's just go through l'shoyne azov shel Rambam. Just read the Rambam. It says the Rambam, al yiksha beinecha, it shouldn't bother you, she'etiru chachomim ha'erva ha'chamura be'idus isha, that the Rabbanon accepted, when it comes to erva ha'chamura, the testimony of a woman, a yeved, or of an eved, a shivcha, a goy ha'masiach levitumoy, ve'ed mi pi'ed, umi pi'aksav, ubalay drisha v'chakir, k'may shabayarna. Meaning, after the Rambam explained all the chidushim, and all the kulos that you find when it comes to an eshes ish and edos isha, says the Rambam, it shouldn't bother you, meaning it's bothering you, of course, and that's why the Rambam's telling you that you can calm down. Al yikshne be'inecho, it shouldn't bother you. Why? Shlo hikpida teira al ha'odash ne'edin v'shar mishpatei edos. Says the Rambam, because the Torah was not makbid on Tu'edim, Ela bedavar she'inat yochel lamed al burya. Only if it's something that there's no way for you to verify, Ela mipi ha'edim. Ube'edusan, and based on their testimony, kigoy, she'idu she'zeh haragezeh, ayil ve'zeh. Meaning, there's a man who's lying on the street, he's dead. Somebody killed him. You don't know who. Two Edom walk in the bez, and they say Reuven is the one that killed him. Do you know if Reuven killed him? No. The Edom said so. You'll accept their Edos. But there's no way to know who the actual Ritzeach was other than through the testimony of the two Edom. Or somebody loaned money to somebody. You don't know who the Malva was, who the Leiva was, Lahadam, Maida B'miktash, was Hassan. You don't know. So the only way I know is based on what the Edom are saying. So being that the only way I know is based on what the Edom are saying, so there there's halacha, you need two Edom. But anything where it would be possible to know what exactly happened, even without the Eidos. The Eino Eid Yochali Shomet in Eina Dover Emes. And if the Eid says something, it's possible, there is a possibility that he will be proven to be a liar in a way that Ein Ha'ed Yochel V'Yishomet. He won't be able to go, K'goyin Zeh She'heyit Shemeis Poini. Where the person is testifying that Reuven is dead. Now, it's possible that we will know that the aid is lying. How? If Reuven walks into Beis Din, then you know he's not dead. You see, if the aid would say, not he's dead, we know he's dead, but he would say, I know who killed him. Okay, so the Ritzeach is never going to necessarily walk into Beis Din. So that's not a Milsat Avidi Legluye. But says the Rambam, a situation where it's possible that the aid will be proven to be lying in a way. She'ein aid yachal yishame, in that case, lo yikpid the Torah alof. The Torah wasn't makpid on needing to aid him. She'dava rochik hu she'yad bo yo'ed b'sheker. Because a dava rochik, says the Rambam, that a person would lie in the event where it's possible that something will later happen that will prove that he's a liar, says the Rambam. Lefichach, it's for that reason. He kilu chachamim medavar zeh, that the Rabbanu were mekel in this inyan. Veheminu boy eid echad mi pishivcha hu min aksav ubedlay drisha v'chakira kidei shelo yisharu b'nayis Yisrael agunas. For that reason, chachamim were very, very mekel when it came to the inyan of trusting by Eidos Isha. Why? Says the Rambam, because it's a Milsa Davidi Lagluye. So the Rambam says, you want to know why it is that an Eid Echad is believed when it comes to Eidos Isha? It's because it's a Milsa Davidi Lagluye. And because it's a Milsa Davidi Lagluye, so it's for that reason we have the confidence that this person is telling the truth. And it's for that reason, says the Rambam, the Eid Echad is going to be believed. What was the Kasha? The Kasha was, Al Yikshabei Necha She'etiru Chachamim Ma'er V'Achamur V'Eidos Isha. Why would the Rabbanon do that? And not just why. Why? How could they do that? You know what the Teretz is? The Teretz is, this is happening on a Doiraisa level. This is happening on the level where it's mid-Doiraisa that we trust Eid Echad. How could you trust an Eid Echad? I thought Ein Davar Shever Pachus Mishnayim. Dr. Ram, if you'd understand Hilchas Eidos a little bit better, this wouldn't bother you. Because it's true Ein Davar Shever Pachus Mishnayim. It's true Apishnayim Eidem Yakum Davar. It's true when it comes to Dinei Mamadis. But that's only if it's not a Milsa Davidei Legluye. The Rambam was Mechadesh B'Lashoyne Yazov, that when it comes to a Milsa Davidei Legluye, Midoi Raisa in Eid Echad is going to be believed. Now the truth is that last knitch that the Rambam means Midai Raisa, an Eid Echad is believed when it's a Milsa Davidi Lagluye, is really the subject of a major, major debate. And as we mentioned, the Rishonim already were Mesopic, if that's really what the Rambam means. Just to put some names to the faces, the Tashbits in Chelek Aleph, Simen, Pei Aleph, Pei Beis, and Pei Gimel, and the Marik, they both understood that the Rambam's Shtikl Torah was taka on a deiraisa level. And the Rambam holds that even though midairaisa you need to aid him, however, when it's a milsa David el gluye, midairaisa, an aid echad is going to be believed. But there were other rishonim, uberoisham de rivash. It's in Chuvas Rivash, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Hey, where the Rivash was Chaylek, and the Rivash said, no, the Rambam never meant it midairaisa. All the Rambam meant was midirabanon. Years later, hundreds of years later, the early Achrayim would debate the same exact Shiloh. The Noida B'Yehud and all his Shuvahs Nemdon, like the Tashmitz and like the Marik, that the Rambam meant that Eid Echad is believed by Milsa David Elagluya Midai Raisa. The Ktsois and the Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Zion, he's Chayluk with the Noida B'Yehud. And he Nems on like the Rivash, that Avadi is only going to be Nem on Midai Rabbanon. So this was a major machloikis, Rishonim and Achrayim, what exactly the Rambam meant. Did the Rambam mean that Eid Echad is believed by Milsa David Elagluya Midai Raisa? Is that the Rambam? Which answers all the kashas. What was the kasha? It's not minatayra. It's not midrabon. It's midairaisa. It's midairaisa because it's a milsa davide le gluye. Or did the Rambam only mean midrabonon? In which case, the Rambam really didn't answer the kasha of why it is that in Eid Echad would be believed, because at the end of the day, Hodra Kushis Arishayna Luduchten, you're going to have to say a teretz. But the bottom line is, major shayla, whether the Rambam met Midei Raisa, the Rambam met the Rambam. Why was it such a shayla? The reason it was such a shayla is because if you look at the Rambam's Lashayness, the Rambam Mamish seems to be giving very conflicting vibes. Right, the Rambam starts as follows. Al Yiksha Beinecho Shehetiru Chachomim Ha'erva Hachamura. Then the Rambam says, "Shlo yikpid a Torah ala adash nei edus v'sham mishpatei edus." So al yikshbe nech shetiru chachamim sounds like it's a din rabbanon, and then he gives a whole shtickle Torah because the Torah was only makbid on to edim when it comes to something that's not milsa David legluye. Avol davar shnev shalamid al biyush lemi pia edaseh ve'in ed yochel ishamit emein adavar emes ki goyntesh ha'ed shemeis poini lo yikpid a Torah alav. It sounds like it's a din deiraisa, and then the Rambam fears ois lefichach ikilu chachamim bedavar seh ve'iminu ba yedecha mi pishivcha min aksav lo yidrish v'chakim v'tayish yishanu b'nai sisra lagunas. So he starts off the rabbanon. He ends midrabanah, and then in the middle he's talking about what the Torah was makbid on. So that's why all the Rishonim were very confused. They weren't sure what the Rambam meant, and that's why there's such a major machlokes Rishonim and Achrayim had to understand the Rambam. Now, obviously, the Rivash is miyashiv all the Rambams, then it means the Rabbanon, and how that makes sense. And the Tashbitz was masbir all the Rambams, how it's deraisa, and how all the Rishonim of the Rambam work out. But the bottom line is, this is the basis. This was the premise of this machlokes. The emes is there's one other Rambam in Hilchas Eidos where the Rambam seemed to clarify this whole mevucha. The Rambam seemed to make it very, very clear. The Rambam is in Hilchas Eidos Perikei Halacha Beis. Rambam. B'shnei mekoy meisimino Torah Eid Echad. There's two places that the Torah trusted in Eid Echad. B'soita shloitish nemei hamarim. If there are Eidei Kinoi and Eidei Stira, and then an Eid Echad comes and says, I know for sure this woman was Mezana. It's a pasuk in the Torah, Soita Dav Beis, we trust Eid Echad. Ube Egla Arufa. And the same is true by an Egla Arufa, Shloi Te'orev. If there's about to be an Egla Arufa, and then an Eid Echad walks in and says, I know where this corpse came from, or who the Reitzeach was, we trust Eid Echad not to go forward with the Egla Arufa. So there's two places that the Torah trusted in Eid Echad. Says the Rambam, you ready? And there's also a time that you find that the Rabbanon trusted in Eid Echad, Be'edus Isha. The Rivash said, you can tell me all the Torah in the world had a safe shot in the Rambam and Perik the Gimel Hilchas Geirishin, but it's a Mefurish Rambam and Hilchas Eidos Perik Hei Halacha Beis. So what? The Noid of Yehuda didn't know this Rambam, and the Tashbitz didn't know this Rambam, and the Marik didn't know this Rambam. So again, this is a subject of a major, major debate in terms of how to understand it. But just to summarize, Be'edos Isha, we trust the Eidos of an Eid Echad. The kasha is, you can have all the good reasons in the world to do it. Which means, it's a milsa davide legluye, and there's an umdana that loy meshakri inchi. But at the end of the day, min atayra, you need to aid them. Because it says davar by mom, and it says davar by erva. There's exer shava, davar, that teaches us in davar shabar pachas mishnayim. And in koyach biyad chachamim, laku davar min atayra, bekum vase. So at the end of the day, how's it possible that a married woman could get married based on the testimony of an eid? Echad, and the Shmaitzer says, if you make a Sikkum, there's three Iker Mahalchim, how to understand this. The first is Tosfos in Yevamos Pechesam and Aleph, where Tosfos says that it's true in Koich Biat Chacham and Lakadav Menatei Berkum Vaseh. But if there's a Tam Hogun, or there's a Ktsas Tam Vesmach, the Shoyne Azov Shal Tosfos, then the Chachamim do have a right to be Oiker Davim and Atayra. And over here, they invoke, they exercise their rights to be Oiker Davim and Atayra Bekum Vaseh. And it's for that reason, it's okay for the Rabbanon, again, sometimes, but that's how it works. Right? Second Mahalach is Rashi and Shabbos Kuf Meheo Beis, which we mentioned. There's also the Rajm and Ksubas Dav Gimel, where Rashi and the Rajm both say that it's not working with Yesh Koich Biat Chachom and Laka Davim and Atoy Bekum Vaseh, but rather the way it works is that Chachomim have a right sometimes to be Oikur Kedushal Mafreya, because called the Makadish Adaita the Rabbanah Makadish, because every Chosin says, Harea Makadesh Asli B'Tabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Now the Rabbanah have to be very careful before they use this, but the Rabbanah have a right, you know, the Rajm over there in Ksubas Daf Gimel asks a very famous kasha. He says, L'chura, based on the idea of Kol Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbanah Mekadesh, you should be able to completely resolve the Aguna crisis. Right? You should be able to resolve it. We're about to learn the Sugis of Aguna. It's the last parak in the Sechtes Yuvam. This major Gemara is coming up. L'chura, I have an easy way out. Anytime there's an Aguna, a woman, her husband hasn't showed up in 10 years, so we're trying to figure out what to do. After the war, I have an Eitzah. You know what the Eitzah is? Call the Mekadesh. Adaita the Rabbanah Mekadesh, Vafkin Rabbanah, L'kidush Aminei. If that's how Eid Echad works, so why can't the Rabbanah always do it? It's the Rajba's Kasha. The Rajba says that the only time the Chachamim can use this, again, they have to use this very responsibly, is if there's a basis. So in Eid Echad, even though we don't trust them, because Ein Davish of Ever Pachas Mishnayim, basis is a yeah. And because there's a basis, there's a smach something, so therefore we can work on it. But just in the Weltarein, because this man hasn't come home in 10 years, if you don't know where he is and you have no evidence that he died, so mehechatesi, you could just go ahead and do it. But just to bring out the point, that's the Rajbas Kasha, and that's really what's happening by Eidos Isha. What's happening by Eidos Isha is we're being mafkia the original Kedushin. That's the second Mahalach. The third Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Rambam, and we'll say it over the way the Marik and the Tajbitz and the Noida Behuda say it, and that is, you want to know why they Echad is believed. He's believed midayraisa. Believed midayraisa. What do you mean? Midayraisa in davish of every pachas mishnayim. It's because the Rambam has the aside that the only time you ever need to aid him, even by dinei mominus, the only time you ever need to aid him is if it's an edus that is not avida legluye. But to the extent that the edus itself is avida legluye, that gives us such a strong umdana that the aid is telling the truth, that over there is no din Torah. Lo yikpid Torah al kach, says the Rambam. You don't need to aid them, and Eid Echad would be believed. Being that Eidos Isha is a milsa David al-Gluya, how do you know that? It's a Gemara. Today's daf. Yevam is Sadek Gimel Amad Beis. The Gemara says Mefurish, it's a milsa David al-Gluya. So it's a milsa David al-Gluya. There's a Sfar Le Meshakri Inchi over here in Eid Echad would be believed midai Raisa. And that's the third reason, says the Shev Shmaitza, why be Eidos Isha Ekilo. Again, this is just the Hakdama. Bez Hashem, in the coming days, we'll get into some of the Lumdis and some of the Nafkaminis between all these different from Shatan.